back around 1990, we could see the writing on the wall that even if our numbers, you know, radically increased over a number of years, we still have a shortfall and there wouldn't be sufficient brothers to keep the schools going. And also, I suppose, we were influenced by, I suppose, justice issues, that we shouldn't be keeping school principalships by ourselves. You know, we didn't have all the qualities or all the virtues in that area. So from, I suppose, the 1990 onwards, more and more lay principals were being appointed. We set up an education office to service these schools and also boards of management, which in some ways you might say is a more awkward form of management, but is more democratic because it involves the various stakeholders involved in the schools, like the parents, the pupils, the staff, the wider community, the church, and so on. And all of these had more of an input into it. In recent years then, looking around at our average age, the Christian Brothers anyway, about 68. So like, if you say your average age is 68 as a group, that means most of us are retired.
Yes, you need plans for the future.
Yes, so that's why we started back around 1990 to get a run at it. We didn't, it's not like Custer's last stand, because we have come to realise in dealing with more people in the wider school communities that there are many, many people all around us who have many, many talents and who are more than willing to put these into making sure that the Christian ethos of the school is maintained into the future. So you
now are planning that the schools at this point now, you're actually going to hand them over.
That is correct. And not only that, but all their, you see, to become trustees of schools, you have to put up, you know, a large sum of money and so on. So all the assets of these schools and so on have been put in. And these, you're talking about 139 schools. So you're talking about millions and millions of euros.
Yeah.
And once that is put in there as a kind of a backup to all the financial and legal entities to support the system of schools, there's no way back. If that doesn't work well, we've had it in a sense.
Now, in doing that, will the Christian Brother ethos, the Edmund Rice ethos, will that still be in the schools, or is there a cut-off point now?
Yes. Well, we would hope that it will continue, and some of the signs have been very promising. We had a meeting of our school principals, all of whom are now laid. There's no Christian Brother or principal in Ireland at this stage. But just before last summer, down in Dundrum House, County Tipperary, there was a meeting of all our principals and vice-principals. And the proposed name for this new grouping was Erst, E-R-S-T. So that didn't go down that well. They said, like, Erst and Erstwhile might seem to be
associated. What does that mean?
It means Edmund Rice Schools Trust.
Right.
So they insisted, without any prompting from us, that the full title would be used rather than the abbreviation, that it would be Edmund Rice Schools Trust, and they would be proud to belong to such a grouping.
Yeah.
Now, in the beginning, obviously, like, you'll have some brothers around maybe to give some guidance on what they think in consultation of the better qualities of these Christian schools to be passed on. But as time goes on, the non-brothers, which the majority, they will have to take responsibility into the future. There are signs over the past number of years that in many of our schools, the spirit of Edmund Rice is more alive and well than even when we were there in bigger numbers.
Yeah.
We have the Edmund Rice Awards. That's a scheme for second-level pupils going out, we said, to help the handicapped, the elderly, people in need, even going out on immersions to the third world. And then when they come back, and this is the important point, it's not just a kind of a once-off thing, to reflect on it in the spirit of the Gospels and in the Edmund Rice story. And what's that saying to them about lived Christianity in today's world? And there's great enthusiasm for that among young people.
Yeah.
And at the moment, as we speak, for the past 2-3 weeks, there are meetings of groups of schools all around the country, and about 40 of the schools have taken part in this year, where the young people themselves come back and tell their stories to one another. And I find it powerful. Here you have young people listening to other young people talking about their shared experiences. Mm. And it's not just adults talking down at them. And they show great enthusiasm. Mm. Then we have the Edmund Rice camps, where, you know, in various places like in Dublin, in Cork, in Omagh, places like that, where you have a lot of impoverished young children who never get a holiday, in running summer camps for these young people who would never get a chance. And at the same time, they try to get these people to be a bit reflective of what they are on about. And, you know, we're getting great encouragement from all of that. And
so in the future, these pupils, will they say, yes, I was educated by the Christian Brothers?
Yes. School names die slowly. I myself was teaching in a Christian Brothers school in Fermoy back in the 1960s. I was passing through the town recently, and I called into some past pupils of mine, and they introduced their sons to me, and they said, these are still going to school up with the Brothers. Now, the Brothers left the place about 1980. So names die slowly, and they had a centenary in one of the buildings there about 2 or 3 years ago, and they kind of gave more praise in the book that they brought out to honour it than maybe the Brothers themselves might have done. It was very wholesome. Maybe we underestimate like the power of example or whatever it is in the spirit of Blessed Edmund, which has lived on long after the Brothers have moved out.